The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Troy Tinas says 2019 marks the first year of expected returns of hatchery chums to a remote release site at Thomas Bay on the mainland near Petersburg.
The return is not expected to be too large with an expectation of only 10,000 chum salmon returning. Nevertheless, we are prepared for that and have drawn in boundaries within Thomas Bay to define the terminal harvest area. And have set up rotations between the purse seine and troll gear.
As an aside, Tinas started a new job with the department in May. He's now Area Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries. That's a regional job with responsibility for commercial salmon net fisheries, herring, dive fisheries, and the pond shrimp fishery. Thomas Bay will be open to seining on Sundays and Thursdays starting June 16th. It's open to trolling in between. Gill netters are not included in that terminal harvest area, but may catch some of those new chum once District 8 waters open to fishing. The summer will also see a similar rotation for seiners and trollers at another hatchery release site at Southeast Cove near Cake. That site has an expected return of just under 1.8 million chum. The area has been a cost recovery fishery in past years, meaning a small portion of the fleet is contracted to catch those fish, and they help pay for the annual production of the hatchery salmon. However, Tinas says this year there will be some openings for the rest of the fleet.
There will still be a large part of it will be going to cost recovery, as contracts were already in place for the cost recovery. But depending on the run size, purse seine openings will go to at least July 4th, and at that time the run will be assessed. And if there's surplus above what was needed for cost recovery, then purse seine openings will continue.
Openings there will be announced on a weekly basis. Fish at both Southeast Cove and Thomas Bay are produced by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA. Another 1.6 million chums are forecast to return to NSARA's Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island. That spot also has its first opening for the seine fleet June 16th. Meanwhile, the Drift Gillnet fishery opens June 16th for 2 days in District 6 near northern Prince of Wales Island. The waters of District 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell remain closed for a week or two to conserve Stikine River king salmon. Areas that are opening also have mesh net size restrictions to limit king salmon catches. Gillnet time this year also may see reductions to reduce catches of sockeye salmon.
The forecast for the Stikine River sockeye was for a well below average run this year. So, and I have not heard any reports of anybody seeing any sockeye to date. But then again, you know, we haven't had any fisheries to speak of that have occurred or are occurring.
Managers are forecasting a run of 90,000 Stikine River sockeye. The 10-year average is just over 150,000. Region-wide, the forecast is for over 18 million chum salmon to return this year, and the forecast is also 18 million for the catch of pink salmon in Southeast. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.